We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
There was no nationally defined notion of citizenship in the 19th century.
In the second installment of our monthly series on ratification of the 19th Amendment 100 years ago, EKU historians Jackie Jay and Josh Lynn dig into what it meant to be a 19th century American citizen.
The states themselves defined citizens, not the federal government for the most part, and the rights that came with citizenship thus varied by state. Individuals could be citizens and not have certain rights that other people who were not citizens did have.
Then we'll fast forward to today and a pair of surveys, one from the YWCA, gauging where American women are on issues such as mass shootings and sexual harassment in the workplace.
In the health arena, we see incredibly high levels of support. And by incredibly high, I mean 9 out of 10 women think that it's important for Congress and the president to act on these priorities.
The Y's Catherine Bean will tell us about the findings of the third national Y Women Vote survey, which in some areas line up nicely with the results of a global survey on women in food and agriculture that was commissioned by the Lexington-based global animal nutrition, brewing, and distilling company, Alltech.
We've heard time and time again that one of the most important things for progressing in our careers is having mentors and having opportunities, and then those mentors opening up those opportunities. It might be as simple as making a connection, putting two people together for a cup of coffee, giving that little bit of insight when you need it or a bit of support when you're having a tough day. And we found that there was a big difference in the ability for women to get mentors in significant positions.
We'll be joined by Alltech President and CEO Mark Lyons. And speaking of women in food and agriculture, we visit with Lillian Brislin of the UK Food Connection and Lexington Food Coordinator Ashton Wright about the Kentucky Local Food Systems Summit coming up on the 26th.
Folks who come to the summit can hear about farmers market innovations, so like the Kentucky Double Dollars program, Fresh RX for Moms program, the emergence of community cafes, all the way to value-added meat processing and produce processing. There's going to be a really wide variety of topics addressed at the summit.
A special feature this year.
Dr. Tammy Stevenson is bringing a veggie meter, which...
Wait a minute, a veggie meter?
I don't know what sort of scientific magic is behind it, but it will look at your skin and tell you if you've been eating your veggies.
All about the second annual Kentucky Local Food System Summit coming up at UK later this month. And we put in a call to Charleston, West Virginia, and Oscar-nominated, Emmy-winning documentary maker Elaine McMillian Sheldon.
Sure, the region has a lot of problems and a lot of challenges to overcome. But what I was seeing in my own community and what I continue to see and why I continue to live in West Virginia and in Appalachia is because there's just so much more going on beneath the surface. There's so many resilient people that are trying to make change, and they're often so overlooked by parachute journalists that come in.
If you've been on Netflix lately, you may have spotted the documentary Heroin with an E. That's Elaine's work, along with the full-length Recovery Boys, both about dealing with and overcoming an epidemic of opioid addiction that's been ravaging Appalachian communities, dark stories that, under Elaine's direction, managed to find light.
I'm not a person that wants to solely create images that I feel like aren't helping in some way, that aren't moving the narrative forward or sort of giving us a different picture of something that we think we've seen enough of.
Elaine is the next speaker in the EKU Chautauqua Lecture Series. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.